Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to also share my reflections from the retreat, although they were very far from profound or exceptional. I had written that Giriraj's mercy for me on this retreat was in highlighting the gap between my aspirations and my level of advancement. And this, by doing so, he provided me with a good deal of embarrassment, gratefulness, and a very hopeful heart. So this was my realization, and the message that I received was that worshipping Giriraj Govardhan, praying to the trees of Vrindavan, serving Radha-Shyama-Sunda and Radha-Gopinath is the essence of spiritual perfection. So I will have one short prayer or verse from Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. In Vrindavan there are millions of desire trees that easily maintain the inhabitants of Vrindavan like expert guardians. They are incomparably affectionate, and they personally protect the devotees. Therefore, who will not worship such a blissful abode of Vrindavan, where Govardhan Hill, whose stones are as good as a soft bed, is present as the topmost devotee of Lord Hari? So I don't know if any of us have the experience of Giriraj's stones as being as good as a soft bed. I think you would have to have a very soft heart in order to experience this. And so another thing I would like to do to finish up for the devotees is read another verse, and then we have still one small, very, very small puppet show, which we haven't shown you. We saved it. So we want to show you this also as our last offering. But there's a verse here that says, O compassionate Lord, if I have to take birth outside of Vrindavan due to my previous misdeeds, then please let me take birth in a place where the air of Vrindavan carries the fragrance of flowers, or where the particles of the Jamuna water of Vrindavan are carried through the breeze, or where the local residents have even once visited and offered obeisances to the land of Vrindavan. So I think this is a key for me, is when we go back to the Western atmosphere with all of its unpleasant characteristics. It's very invasive and very demanding, and it wants you to have a sensuous frame of mind. And if you don't have a sensuous frame of mind, then there's so many things that you won't be able to participate in. You'll feel a part of them. So we need, therefore, to find at least one person, by the mercy of the Lord, who has once time even visited Vrindavan. And in such association, this is Sadhu Sangha, you can speak and say, please tell me something. I'm starting to forget. I'm starting to melt into this materialistic atmosphere. Please tell me something to lift me up a little bit, to lift up my consciousness, so that I can even just taste for a moment how sweet it is to be sitting by the side of Govardhan Hill and hearing these pastimes and activities of Vrindavan. So we may not always be able to contact even such a sentiment in our own hearts, but the association of others who have had a similar experience to ourselves is always essential if we want to have it in any way fanned or revived. So now I would like to, on that short note, I would like to present a very short little puppet show of a very sweet pastime in Vrindavan, also related to the trees. Thank you.
I would like to add something, that the purpose of all of your speaking was to express your realizations and what you've gained. The purpose of our speaking, as we heard clearly, as Satchinanda Maharaj said, was what we wish you to take with you from what we have presented. And I want to express my appreciation for what Sachin Andamraj explained, giving us, speaking directly on this point, on what and how to take the Krishna consciousness that we've gained here with us. And that's the real issue, how to bring light into the dark world when we leave here, into our consciousness. So he has given that gift to us, how to apply it and with full faith understand that Krishna is superficially absent for the purpose of he's watching, and he's superficially absent for the purpose of appearing before us. So that is what Maharaj wish you to remember. So perhaps this is what Jagatrini Mataji wishes us to take with us.
The puppet show, you mean? Oh, what?
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful.
Not puppet shows in general, but some special leela of Krishna. That's very short, but very, very deep. And only the deepest of devotees will be able to penetrate its depth and meaning. So watch very carefully.